But we're humble and indebted to him for the invite. And we certainly pray to God that our feeble best will be sufficient in his sight. It doesn't really matter to me if anybody come to me and say, Rev, you preach a good sermon. You preach out of your soul. It doesn't really matter. I done got over that a long time ago. But what matters is whether or not my Father is satisfied. Amen. Because if I preach to please you, and in the process displease him, then I failed all around. Huh? So you pray with me that the Lord, not Hampton, might have his way. Let me first, before we call your attention to the text, commend and congratulate the regular Baptist Church for 147 years of representing the body of Christ in this part of the vineyard. Want to congratulate those who have given their lives, sacrificed themselves in service so that the Lord's will might be done. And I celebrate with God this morning in that this church has been instrumental in so many souls being saved. Souls being edified, built up in their understanding to serve the Lord, to his glory, to the fulfillment of his redemptive work in this world through the church. I know we don't often think about it in that way, but that's what's going on. Amen. The Lord is doing a redemptive work through every local body of believers until the time when he says, well done. And so we praise God for that. Amen. And with that, we want to call your attention to Psalms 84. Psalms 84. It reads, how admirable are thy tabernacles, O Lord of hosts. My soul longeth, yea, even fainteth, for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh crieth out for the living God. Yea, the sparrow has found a house, and the swallow a nest for herself, where she may lay her young, even thine altar. O Lord of hosts, my King and my God, blessed are they that dwell in thy house. They will be still praising thee. Verse 10, for a day in thy court is better than a thousand. I had rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than to dwell in the tents of wickedness. Amen. Thank you for your standing posture. From that pericope of scripture, permit me, if you will, to talk from this subject. There's something special about this place. There is something special about this place. This is a psalm of the tabernacle. It is thought that this psalm was written by King David while he was in exile from Jerusalem during the rebellion of his son Absalom. And if that is the case, it reveals much about the heart of David. He was a man who loved the house of the Lord. We all know David as the apple of God's eye. David is a very colorful character in Holy Writ. David was a man whose heart was saturated with the presence, the power of God. David loved him some God. Have I got a witness here? And to David, there was no place on the earth that was so special as that one place where the Lord had chosen to place his name and to demonstrate both his presence and his power. And if you've been saved over 3 days, you ought to know by now that God has power. Have I got a witness here? For David, the tabernacle was the place that he desired to be. I believe that every born again believer ought to desire to be in this place. Because again, there is something special about this place. Have I got one here? Now I know that the actual abode of God is heaven. Amen. Because that's where his true tabernacle is. Amen. I know that God abides within the hearts of the believer. Have I got a witness here? That the board, the bricks, the mortar, the beams, the physical structure is only a building. Have I got a witness here? But it is a visible symbol of what heaven is all about. That's why regular, when you built this place, you consecrated this place and you set this place apart. Why? Because there is something special. I wish I had some help here about this place. When the saints of God gather themselves together, amen, in this holy convocation to worship the Lord in spirit and in truth, there is nothing on earth that is any closer than heaven to heaven than this. Because my Bible teaches me that when you go to carrying on like you was just doing, when you go to getting out of character, denying yourself, letting your hands go up in the air, when you know that that's not what you do, my Bible tells me that God inherited the praises of his people. And so if we got one person in the house that's praising the Lord, God is in this place, and that makes this place special. The things that made the tabernacle special to David ought to be the same things that makes it special to us. Have I got a witness here? And I want to share with you 4 observations from this psalm that reminds us that there is something special about this place. Then I'm going to go back across the highway. Number one, there is something special about this place because it inspires a sense of delight. Amen. David describes the house of God as being amenable, and this word means worthy to be loved. Now, my brothers and sisters, let me just go on record in saying that you ought to love this place. And you ought to love it not because somebody tell you to love it. You ought to love it because it is worthy of your love. And what that means is that this place has earned your love. Amen. Every one of us that comes to this place receives something. And there are those who do more receiving than giving. You ought to love this place for what this place means to you and your family. You ought to love this place. If anybody ought to love this place, it ought to be God's people. I don't expect folks standing on the corner to love this place. I don't expect those in Baton Rouge to love this place. I don't expect anybody in the House of the Senate to love this place. But if there's anybody who ought to love this place, it ought to be you. Have I got a witness here? I already know Satan don't love this place. His only desire is to wreak havoc in this place. That's why every now and then he finds him somebody he can sift. Every now and then he gets in one of us. Amen. Causing us to become hell raisers in this place. Satan don't want to see this place succeed. No. Because this place is about accomplishing the Father's will, and the last thing that Satan want to do is see the Father's will accomplish. God's people all love the church. Amen. Amen. And there are two ways in which you can show your love for the church. The first way is you can show your love by being present. Those who love the church, you will often find them here when the church doors open in an effort to engage in the work of the Lord. Whether it's work of worship, you ought to be present. For the Bible says, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another. And so much the more as you see the day approaching. Amen. I don't know if you heard about it lately, but the Bible is still saying that judgment is going to begin at the house of the Lord. Have I got a witness here? This is the meeting place. And my brothers and my sisters, the reason why I love the church are many, but to name a few, is because it's here I find hope. I'm often showing up at the church because at the church I find help. Outside of myself, I find fellowship and friendship at the church. I find companionship at the church. I find understanding. When I come here sometime having messed up really bad, when the world don't understand me, When the world is discombobulated, when the world is confused about me, the one place I expect to find understanding is at the church. Now, that's not always the case. Because a lot of things take place at the church. I don't know if you was at church that time when Jesus was teaching. Maybe some of y'all was there. He was teaching. And there was a committee that went downtown and caught a woman in the very act of adultery. They took that woman and they brought her to church. Talk to me, somebody. And when they got her to the church, all of the membership picked up stones. And all of the membership was ready to stone her. But there was somebody there that understood her. And that somebody said, hold up on your stones. Before you cast your stone, he said, you who are without sin. Huh? And I saw them all putting down their stone. The ushers went to dropping their stone. The deacons went to dropping their stone. The deaconess went to dropping their stone. The pulpit dropped their stone. He looked at it and said, go, my daughter, and sin no more. Huh? At this place, you ought to be present. Huh? But then, at this place, in order to show your love, you got to be pleasant. Good God Almighty. Listen. There are some people who rather go to the ballroom to find sociable companionship, empathy, and sympathy. Because in the church, now mind you, David said, I was glad. But in the church, you can find some of the most ugliest, evil folks dressed up in the most prettiest garments that are for sale. You got folks that are so mean, till they rather walk down the other side of the church just to avoid somebody on the other side. Not in this place. No, listen, by the love you show toward one another, by this will men know that you are my disciples. Are you praying with me? Listen, I don't care. I don't care if you woke up on the wrong side of the bed. By the time your feet hit the floor, you should have realized that your God woke you up. And just before your feet hit the floor, you should have broke out in a praise. You got folks running around in the church talking about, don't make me lay down my religion. If you got a religion you can lay down, you ought to trade it in. Pleasant. Huh? See, when people, when you come pleasant, it's more easier for folks to see Jesus in you. Have I got a witness here? That's the way you show your love for the church. There are a whole lot of folks that say they love the church, but you can hardly see them at the church. And when they come at, when they come to the church, they're coming with it on their mind. Have I got a witness here? My brothers and sisters, there is something special about the. The only reason why you're celebrating 147 years is because there is something special about this place. Secondly, there is something about this place because it inspires a sense of desire. David tells us that this, that his entire being longed to be at the house of God. He said his soul, his body, his heart longed to be in the place of worship. Now perhaps David remembered what many saints of God have forgotten. Perhaps he remembered that the house of the Lord is like an oasis in the desert. The world is a very dry place. And listen, y'all, we mingle in the world all week long. Have I got a witness here? There are letdowns and there are put downs. All you find is disappointment in the world. But when you come to the house of the Lord, it is like an oasis in the midst of a desert. God has everything you need right here in this place. Somebody came with a need this morning. Have I got a witness here? But I'm afraid that most folks, when they come with a need, they leave needing the same things they came with needing, because they don't make an investment in the worship. Listen, it's just like the bank. If you don't put nothing in, you get nothing out. Have I got a witness here? Your deliverance come through praising the Lord. Your healing come through lifting up the name of the Lord. You're not going to feel better, baby, until you begin praising the name of the Lord. I don't want to hear that stuff about I don't do all of that. There ought to be some soprano praises in this place. There ought to be some alto praises in this place. Huh? There ought to be some bass praising in this place. Yeah, men ought to be able to praise the Lord. You ought to be able to lift your voices up unto the glory of the Lord. Amen. God ain't interested in you crossing your legs and arms in his presence, acting like you're just as important as he is. Have I got a witness here? The last time I checked, he was sovereign all by himself. Not only did he remember that the house of the Lord is an oasis, but he remembered that it's a safe haven. The devil, God told Peter, listen, Peter, Satan desired to have you. And the city like wheat, and I got news for you regular. He wants you too. Yes, he does. Yes, he does. It doesn't matter who you are. He want Pastor Hodge. He want Reverend so-and-so. He wants Deacon so-and-so. It doesn't matter who you are. He wants you. The Bible says he's like a roaring lion going to and fro in the world seeking whom he may devour. The devil is looking for a life to mess up. He's looking for a soul to send to hell. Every time a man or woman rejects Jesus Christ as their personal Lord and Savior, if perhaps they die in their sins, in hell they will lift up their eyes. Why? Because the devil is looking for a soul to mess up. I'm almost finished. David said, one thing have I desired, Now, we desire a whole lot of things. Amen? Don't act like you just came to church from heaven with your wings on. We desire a lot of things. A lot of things we ain't got no business desire. Every time I go to do good, evil is always present. We desire a whole lot of things. Some of the things that we desire won't even let us pray for deliverance because we want it so bad. Sometimes we want it so bad that we fight off the spirit inside of us. That leads us toward the things of God. Sometimes we want it so bad until we find a dark place in which to get it. Have I got a witness here? And listen, God knows the secret contents of our hearts. He knows when we want things that we ought not want. Talk to me, somebody. We desire a lot of things. Amen, amen, amen. My hands go up in confession to the fact that every now and then I desire things I ain't got no business wanting. But I praise God that the spirit man that lives on the inside of me every now and then instills within my heart the things after the Lord. David said, one thing have I desired of the Lord that I will seek after. Amen. You got to look for it. And you can find it in this place. Because there is something special about this place. One of the things that David desires is that he may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of his life. Because David loved beholding the beauty of the Lord. And he loved inquiring in his temple. Amen. You ought to be able to inquire here. Inquire denotes the element of prayer. Amen. Oftentimes we won't, but we don't pray. The Bible says you have not because you ask not. The desire of the heart reveals the condition of the soul. And what we long for in this life reveals what we love. And what we love reveals who we are. Have I got a witness here? Those who desire the Lord, those who love the Lord, it's a revelation that they are saved by the Lord. That's a very good reason why the children of God should long for the Father's house because it's a place to meet God. Have I got a witness here? Now, there are those of us who will go across the world to meet potentates, superstars, and Hollywood figures. But you ain't got to go far to meet God. All you got to do is show up at regular church on Sunday morning. Talk to me, somebody. Because it's a place to meet God. And I realize that the Lord is always with his children. Because he promised to never leave us. Nor forsake us. Do I have witness here? The Lord tells us that, lo, I'll be with you. Job said he'll be with you in your sixth trial. And he'll no wise forsake you. In your seven. I wish I had a witness here. I realize that God dwells in his children. Somebody say he walks with me. And he talks with me. All along the way. I don't know about you, my brothers and sisters. But I know that I meet the Lord here every Sunday. Do I have a witness here? I don't want to be like Thomas when he was absent when the Lord showed up. Thomas missed out on his blessing. See, this is a place where you get soul enrichment. And when you miss out on your blessing. Thomas was not in the house. Somebody had to leave church and tell Thomas that Jesus was at church. Have I got a witness here? And when you're not at the church, your faith is not as strong as it ought to be. Thomas said, listen, I'm not going to believe that unless I see him for myself. Good God Almighty. Thomas said, I'm not going to believe it unless I can examine the holes in his hands, the hole in his side. But I'm so glad that I don't need to do all of that in order to believe in Jesus. Do I have witness here? If you got faith the size of a mustard seed. Somebody know what I'm talking about here. You know that Jesus is in this place. Now, let me hurry up and close, because this place inspires a sense of devotion. David thought about the Lord's house and about how far away from it he was. He began to reflect on the little birds that made their homes in the precincts of the tabernacle. And I think that I can detect a little jealousy in the voice of David as he wishes that he too might be able to go to the tabernacle and abide there. He thinks of these birds. He mentions two kinds of birds. He mentioned the sparrow, and he mentions the swallow. Y'all still with me? If these birds were to be labeled, we could label the sparrow as a worthless bird, and the swallow as a wandering bird. David tells us that both the worthless sparrow and the wandering swallow found exactly what they needed in the house of the Lord. Can I ask you a question? Is there anybody in here this morning who finds exactly what they need in the house of the Lord? They found what they needed. Note the lesson that we learn from these verses that teaches us the truth that the house of God is a place where we can dwell. First of all, it is a place for the unwanted. There are people who come here that can't go nowhere else because nobody else wants them. The sparrow, my brothers and sister, was a worthless and unwanted bird. They arrived in great numbers as uninvited guests. Have I got a witness here? They came needy. They came looking for a place of shelter and for food. Good God Almighty. They found what they came after in the house of the Lord. This is a picture, my brothers and sisters, of sinners. Sinners who are unwanted, sinners who are worthless, dead in their sins and their trespasses. But oh, when they come here, when the Holy Spirit gets to convicting, when God instills faith in them and they believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, they become the adopted sons and daughters of the Lord. And what they find here is a home for their soul. Do I hear what is there? Then it's a place, a permanent dwelling. The verse says that the sparrow has found a house. It's found a permanent place of residence. Thank God. The church is a place where we can sit down our roots. Listen, my brothers and sisters, I thank God for my mama. My mama had a drug problem when I was young. And she had it pretty, pretty bad. Because every time the doors of the church opened, she drugged me to church. And the church is all I've ever known. Have I got a witness here? The Bible says, train up a child in the way they will go. And when they grow up, they will not depart. They may stray, but they will find their way back to the place of dwelling. Do I have a witness here? My brothers and sisters, it is a place for the weary. Now the word nets implies a place of rest. And I think the church is a place of rest. When you find yourself weary, worn, and tired, somehow this place gives you a sense of refreshment. Now I got to tell you that this place is not for everybody. Because David did not mention all of the birds that exist. Do I have one that's here? You see, there are some birds that cannot exist in the house of the Lord until their nature is changed. Talk to me, somebody. He didn't mention the eagle because the eagle is too ambitious. There are folks who are like the eagle. They're trying to accomplish everything and grab everything that the world has to offer. They're too busy running behind this and running behind that until they don't have time for the house of the Lord. Have I got one here? He didn't mention the vulture. The vulture is too foul. Ever now, let me tell you, the voucher cuts you out in the house of the Lord. Talk to me, somebody. He didn't mention the hawk. The hawk is too warlike. Huh? The hawk is busy about getting his fight on. He didn't talk about the barnyard fowl. The barnyard bird, they don't want to fly. They just want to depend on man. There are those who don't want to depend on God. They want to depend on government assistance. They want to depend on everything else. They don't want to trust in the Lord. He didn't mention the hour. The hour is fond of darkness. You know men prefer darkness rather than light. The Bible said because their deeds are evil. In other words, I ain't ready to go to that place. I ain't finished sinning. Huh? He ain't mentioned the mockingbird. The mockingbird is too filled with himself. Huh? And the one thing you got to do if you're going to permanently dwell in this place is you've got to deny yourself. Talk to me, somebody. You can't be full of yourself and be a part of this place. You got to humble yourself. Talk to me, somebody. Yeah, you got to come on down. You got to come on down. You got to realize at some point that it's not all about you. Talk to me, somebody. You got to realize, my brothers and sisters, that you are not the main attraction in this place. No, when you come to this place, it doesn't matter how good you look. Doesn't matter how good you smell, you are not the main attraction in this place. No, the main attraction in this place is Jesus Christ. I heard him say, if I be lifted up from the earth, I'll draw all men unto you. No. Stop walking in order to draw all of the attention to yourself. Huh? Then I want to close, my brothers and sisters, by telling you that this place inspires a sense of duty. There's something special about this place. David tells us that he would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of the Lord than to dwell in the tent of wickedness. My brothers and my sisters, there is a ministry responsibility given to every born again man, woman, boy, and girl. When the Lord saves you, when the Lord makes you new, the Lord gives to you a responsibility to the end that I don't come here solely for what I can get, but I come here for whatever contribution I can make. For my Bible tells me that I'm a vessel in the hand of the Lord. Have I got a witness here? To the end that when I yield myself to the Lord, I give the Lord my hand to be used in His service. Do I have a witness here? I give the Lord my body to be used in His service. Do I have a witness here? It ought to be on everybody's mind that to do their Father's will. Good God Almighty, let me close regular when I tell you there's somebody in Holy Rift that reminds me that we have a duty to give. Good God Almighty, my brothers and sisters, it happened some time back down through 42 generations and 56 burning worlds. There was a man who climbed out of the womb of a virgin girl down yonder in Bethlehem. Good God Almighty, the angel said that his name was Emmanuel. That is the God is with us. Good God Almighty, one day the Bible said he grew up in wisdom and stature. Good God Almighty, and one day Mama Mary and stepdaddy Joseph was taking him for a stroll. Good God Almighty, he got lost along the way. Mary and Joseph began to panic because they could not find Jesus. Do I have what is here? When they search and they search, they found him in the house of the Lord. I told you there's something special about this place. Good God Almighty, when they found him, they asked him, what did he do? What's the matter with you? We could have lost you for good. Do I have a witness here? That 12-year-old boy looked up at Mama Mary and said to her, I must be about my Father's business. Do I have a witness? Grew up in wisdom and stature. At the age of 30, started out on his journey. Do I have a witness here? A good God Almighty, he was about his Father's business, healing the blind. Good God Almighty, causing the deaf to hear and the dumb to speak. Going about getting Lazarus up out of the grave. He must be about his Father's business. I heard him say, my meat is to do my Father's will. Look at him, y'all. He's about his Father's business. His eyes are fixed toward Jerusalem. I gotta do my Father's will. Good God Almighty made his way to the outskirts of Jerusalem. There they nailed his hand and his feet. Somebody said, Jesus, what are you doing upon that cross? He said, I'm about my Father's business. Do I have a witness here? Laid his head in the locks of his shoulder. He died. Good God Almighty, anybody here know he died? Good God Almighty, stayed there all night Friday, stayed right there all day Saturday, stayed right there all night, Saturday night. But early, I said early Sunday morning, he got up with all power in his hand. Do I have a witness here? I don't know how you feel about it, but I serve a God that has all power in his hand. The devil thought he had him. Do I have a witness here? But when he got up Sunday morning, he stood on that rock and he made a muscle. He said, all power is in my hand. Do I have a witness here? Good God Almighty, every now and then when there's trouble in my life, the Lord make a muscle. Do I have a witness here? And move on my behalf. Anybody know that the Lord is all right? Say yeah. Say yeah. Say yeah. I don't know about you, regular, but I love the church. I've known the church all my life. And as far as I'm concerned, when I die, I want to die right here. Do I have one here? I want a church funeral. I want brothers to serve as my pallbearer. I want a preacher to preach over my body. And I want them to roll me right out of the church. Do I have one here? And when they take my body to a designated plot, the grave digger will drop the casket 6 feet down. Have I got one here? When the family go off to the repast, the grave diggers will throw the dirt on the coffin. My body will decompose in the ground where it lays. Do I have one here? Earthworms will eat up my flesh. Do I have a witness here? Birds will eat up the worm. Good God Almighty, the eagle will eat up the bird. Oh Lord, the eagle will fly into a cave where there's a hibernating bear. The bear will eat up the eagle. Good God Almighty, the earth will suffer an earthquake and fall and cave in upon the bear. Good God Almighty, but one of these old days, you don't hear me when the Lord calls my name. Good God Almighty, there is nothing on this earth that will stop the Lord from getting my body up. Do I have a witness here? For when the Lord called my name, you don't hear me when the Lord calls my name. The bear got to give up the eagle. Good God Almighty, I said when the Lord calls my name, the eagle got to give up the bird, and the bird got to give up the worm. I said when the Lord call my name, the worm got to give up my flesh. Do I have one in hell? And when I come back with the Lord, good God Almighty, I will take up a glorified body. You don't hear me. And I'm so glad. I said I'm so glad. Good God Almighty, I will fly away to be with the Lord. Don't know about your regular, but I've got two wings to veil my feet. I've got two wings to veil my face. I've got two wings to fly away. One glad morning, when the Lord called my name, I will. Is there anybody here? Is there anybody here that will fly away? Shall I meet you? Shall I meet you? Say yeah. Say yeah. I don't hear you in here. Shout glory. Say yeah. Bless you. There is something special about this place. Pastor Hodge, keep on pastoring. Regular, keep on churching till the Lord declares, servant of God, well done. You've been faithful over a few things. Come on up. I don't hear y'all in here. I said, come on up. A little higher. I make you ruler.